So how does somebody who grows up in California, loves California, end up in Arkansas? And what happens in between? And once she arrives there and learns to really thrive there, this is just a great book. Very, very funny. The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required. Its author, Valerie Katz, joins us now. Hey, Valerie.
Hey.
You know what? It's so funny because I lived in California. You and I had a conversation off the air about this, and I was laughing all day thinking about some of what we talked about. So how did you end up in Arkansas? How do you leave California, especially when you insist that your children stay near you and don't move far away, and then all of a sudden, you're in Arkansas?
Well, I was getting ready for work one morning, and my husband was in bed, and he was already retired, and he says, "Oh, honey, come look at this beautiful place. Eric Estrada is inviting us to come to Arkansas for the weekend." And I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, come and look at the picture." So I looked, and it was all very pretty. He says, "It's a free weekend. We haven't been anyplace for a while. Let's go." And I said, "All right." So we went, and I fell in love with Bella Vista Village. And I said, "Honey, I've always wanted to live in a place just like this." And he said, "Really?" He'd been trying to talk me into moving to some place that would be easier for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept telling him, "No, no, no. Everybody that I love is right here, an hour and a half from me, and I'm not going anywhere, honey." But when I said, "Oh, David, I love this place. I've always wanted to live in a place just like this." And he said, "Shall I call a real estate agent?" And to both of our surprises, I said yes. And we picked out a house and went back to California to tell my family we were moving.
Wow.
Just like that.
So then you go there, and all kinds of crazy things happen when you're there, and that's why we say Sense of Humor Required. That's a fabulous tagline for your book, by the way. So tell us about some of the wacky adventures that the listeners would enjoy.
Well, the people here are so friendly. Now, in California, I lived in the same home for 30-some years, and I hardly knew my neighbors. But here, we live in this little cul-de-sac. Everybody came to introduce themselves, and they brought cookies and cake. And they wanted to tell me about the neighborhood and what was going on. But things here are so different. I mean, in California, everything's rush, rush, rush. And here, everything's very quiet and calm. Well, until I got here anyway. But it was just different, and I thought it was all extremely amusing. And I started sending emails home to my family and my friends. And then David wanted me to start sending them to his friends, too. And I started doing that, and the line was always the News from Arkansas. So that's how I came up with that part of the title. And David was a dance teacher in California, and when we'd go back to California, we'd go to the dances. And a lot of those people ended up on the email list. And one of the ladies came up to me and said, "Valerie, I knew David before you. How come all these people are getting the news and I don't get it?" I said, "Joan, if you want the news, you can certainly get it. I'll send you some back issues if you want it." And she said, "Okay, fine." And then we were friends again.
I love it. You talk about in your book the story about getting a motorhome and traveling in a motorhome with, was it your sister?
Yes. Well, David and I bought a motorhome when we moved here. And he got ill. It took us 2 years to finally get here. And we listened to people say, "Have you bought your straw hat yet? Have you got your boots?" That kind of stuff. And you're moving where? I mean, our friends in Southern California thought we were crazy for moving to Arkansas. Then we were here a month till we found out David was sick. And then when he passed away, my sister came to move with me, and she and I took off in the motorhome. And we just had some great adventures. One of them, actually the first one with she and I, we were just outside of Oklahoma City, and cars were honking and waving at us. And so we pulled over, and we were pulling a car, and one of the rods that held the car to the coach had come loose. So I went out to fix that, and I tripped over the one that was still attached and landed right on my face on Highway 40.
Ah!
So we ended up in the hospital, and I'm laying there, and they're taking x-rays. And I looked over at Martha, and I said, this better not be a dry county because I forgot to pack the wine. And the surgeon is looking at me like, what? And she and I are joking. And the picture was the next day I looked just horrific. And I always kept my family apprised of what was going on. So I sent them all a picture. And my son-in-law saw the picture. And he came out with a copy of it from his office and said to my daughter, isn't there some way you can get your mother and your aunt off of the road? Look at this. Have you seen this picture? And it's on the back of the book, by the way. I love that picture. And when my gentleman friend Bob and I were dating, I went to California, and he called me and said, you know, honey, I didn't have a picture of you. So I said, well, honey, I'll send you one. And I sent him that one. And he said, oh, my gosh, that's terrible, terrible, terrible. I don't want to ever see that picture again. But I love that picture. I always have it on hand to show people. And another time, my granddaughters came to visit, and we have a drive-through zoo around here. And so we went, and they told us, you know, go see the babies first because they get put to bed first. And then, you know, drive on through. So we did. And we're driving through, and we stopped because we saw some babies, and we stopped to get a good look at the animals. We were just really taking our time. And then we saw one of the deer giving birth, so we stopped for that. So we're sitting there, and I noticed that all the animals are kind of parading by us. I guess they had a place where they went for the night. I'm watching this kind of a parade go by, and all of a sudden I realized we haven't seen anybody in a while. So I said to the girls, you know, we better leave. They said, no, Grandma, she's still working on it. She hasn't quite given birth yet. And I said, no, I think really we should leave. I haven't seen anybody in a while. We wouldn't want to get locked in the zoo at night. Yes, Grandma, let's go. Well, we were locked in the zoo.
You're locked in the zoo with the animals. How do you get out of that one, Valerie?
Well, I said the first thing Grandma has to do is go to the bathroom. And by the time I got out of the bathroom, thank God it wasn't locked, one of my grandgirls had looked at the sign, got the phone number, and called the people in charge. And they said, you're in a zoo? How did you get in there? She says, we've been here all day. And the lady said, I'll be right down. So she came, and it was 7 o'clock. And she says, "Did they tell you what time we close?" And I said, "No, it was like we closed at 5, so they've been closed for 2 hours, and we were still wandering around." I have a feeling that they probably check before they close at night now because of us.
Oh, wow. That story is the best. I love that story. And like you said, if I want to tell people, go get the news from Arkansas, and you definitely have to have a sense of humor. But if you go, you can see that picture you're talking about, of course, on the back where it looks like somebody, you know, like your lip almost looks swollen. And it is a crazy, crazy photo of that story of you and your sister and the motorhome. And I can imagine the other adventures that you have. What do you hope that people take away from reading your book?
Well, one, I hope they have a good laugh, and two, that no matter how old you are, you can start a new adventure someplace. I used to tell people that said, we're going to move to Missouri or something like that, and I'd say, you're just going to move? They said, yeah, we're going to buy a house, and I said, you know, you're crazy to do that. You should always go and live someplace for a year, rent a place, and decide if you really like it. And so here, me, in one afternoon, I decided to move and buy a house and move to Arkansas. And I hope that people will see that that's a thing to do and that it's fun, it's an adventure, and it's just crazy, but it's great.
I like that. It's crazy, but it's great at Bella Vista Village. So are you the queen of Bella Vista Village?
Well, no, I'm not exactly the queen, but I have a lot of friends here. And we, when my husband was sick, I was out playing golf with the girls in church. And one of them said, you know, my husband passed away 10 years ago, and I know that things aren't good with David, but I got to tell you, Valerie, this is the best place in the world to be a widow. And she's right. We just have a great time. And I've met a wonderful man here. And people said to me when David was sick, so are you going home when he passes away? And I said, I am home. There was never even any thought of me going back to California. This place is just warm and wonderful. And like I say, my sister and I were out in the motorhome having adventures. And what we the camera that showed the rear went out on our way to California one time, and we were pulling a car in this big motorhome, and we couldn't see what was going on behind us, which wasn't good. And so we pulled over, and I was trying to figure out what's wrong. So we went through all my fuses, and the fuse panels were underneath the steering wheel, you know, under my feet, and I couldn't hardly get there. And my sister decided to walk the dog. We traveled with a Rottweiler, by the way. And she's walking the dog, and I'm trying to do that. We're just having no luck at all. And it's in California, 100-degree heat in the desert, and we're trying to get this stupid thing working.
Don't tell us the rest of the story. We're going to let people read it. You got to find the end of that story by getting this book, The News from Arkansas. Valerie Katz, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. It was a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Dirty and sweet, clad in black, don't look back, and I love you.